It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio.
I'm Andy Shea. Oh, that's new. I like it. The Labatt Blue Studio. I love, by the way, the chalkboard, the Labatt Blue chalkboard we have in the studio.
Yep.
That has the ice hockey sticks on the outside. I mean, if that doesn't say Canadian, and Andy Shea for that matter, I don't know what does. That thing looks awesome.
So you are about to enjoy the Tucker's Tape segment. That would be Mr. Ross Tucker on the Keystone Kickoff Show. And it is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. And hey, Penn State fans, we got a special GoPSURV.com announcement for you. You know, GoPSURV.com is offering a full range of RV set up and ready for a full weekend of great tailgating. But now, available for every home game, there will be a special Keystone Sports Network RV. Included in the Keystone Sports Network RV will be great products, including 409 barbecue sauces, 409 tailgate wine, Labatt Blue, and even a catered barbecue meal by the 409tailgateclub.com guys. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your Keystone Sports Network RV today. Remember, gopsurv.com for all of your Penn State football RV needs. Okay, Ross, before we get going, we're going to talk about linebackers this week. We want to do some personnel stuff inside and out.
There's a lot to talk about there, by the way.
I think this is a really good, since it's fresh, we've got you in studio now. Bob and I talked a little bit about this in quarter number one, and that would be Ohio State suspending head coach Urban Meyer and its athletic director for 3 games. Your take?
Well, I guess my initial reaction was, you know, they wanted to make sure he was back for the Penn State game, but they didn't want to make that look too obvious. So they brought him back for the game the week before. It was like Tulane or something. But then I saw in week three, he's missing the TCU game at TCU, I think.
Dallas,
So I think that was, hey, let's make sure it's at least one important game so it looks like that. I think the whole situation's sad, I guess, you know, it would be the nutshell, every aspect of it. You know, whatever is going on in the marriage between those two is really sad. I feel awful for the children. I think that Ohio State's press conference on Wednesday night was kind of a joke. And I half expect Urban Meyer to come out with a statement saying that he wasn't prepared for the questions that he was asked at the press conference based on how he responded to some of them. You know, Buckeye Nation, I feel bad for all of us. It was you look at it, and I didn't read the whole report because I don't have time for that.
Right.
But that's what Twitter's great for, because people highlight the important parts of the report that I could read, right?
Right.
And the part about the selective memory loss thing, the part about the deleting texts, you know, to me, if you go deleting every text from over a year to selective memory loss, when the guy's on record saying he remembers every single play from the two SEC championship games against Alabama, to lying as much as he did at Big Ten media days. And let's be honest, that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was lying. Don't tell me he wasn't prepared. You fired the guy the day before. What do you think the questions are going to be?
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to ask you? So it's just the latest in a long line of things that really are sad and I think embarrassing about college sports, because if this were any player on Ohio State's team, maybe other than Nick Bosa, they'd be gone.
They'd be gone, gone.
They would be gone. And so it's kind of like, I look at it like the NFL, right? Urban Meyer is one of the two or three best players in the NFL. He's one of the two or three best coaches in college football. And Ohio State football is a big, big business. And their fan base supports him.
Right.
The only critique they get is from outside. And what does that really mean to them?
Right.
All they need is their own people to keep going to the games, to keep watching on TV and keep supporting him. So, yeah, although there's enough negativity now that all the details have come out and the press conference, that I'll be curious to see how this goes over the next couple of days, because there's a lot of negative feedback about that press conference. And now that people actually have a chance to read the report, which they didn't. So I don't think this is going away. Let's put it that way.
Hey, Penn State fans, Labatt Blue is giving away a pair of tickets to the Kent State game. For your chance to win, visit one of these three great outlets: Oakhurst Beverage in Harrisburg, Pletcher's Beer Distributor in State College, or Home Service Beverage in Williamsport. We will be pulling the winner on air. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light.
So two things there, okay?
Okay.
Number one, I was going to see how you're going to transition from the Urban Meyer thing to the Penn State nickel linebacker set. That was really well done by you to do the read a little bit earlier than we normally do it.
Thank you.
You are learning, because I thought you were going to be like, well, speaking of Urban Meyer lying, what do you think about the Penn State linebackers this year? So that was well done. Secondly, I'm going to a party on Saturday, pool party at my brother-in-law's house, and I have left over Labatt Blue and Blue Light and Magic Hat from our dude Kevin Wilson from my pool party. So not only did he sponsor my pool party, he sponsored my brother-in-law's pool party too, which is awesome, because usually you have to bring something to a pool party. Like, you have to bring something, right?
Right. You got to bring something.
I provide the beer. Okay. I brought everything, and I didn't really provide it. Kevin Wilson from Labatt Blue brought it. So anyway, we have a segment left. Want to get into what we're supposed to talk about?
Let's get into what we're talking about. Remember, Penn State fans, that we will be announcing the winner for the free tickets for the Appalachian State game. But let's talk about Penn State and
Appalachian State or Kent State?
Appalachian State. We have the winner.
Okay. Game. But you can still win for Kent State.
Yeah,
okay.
We're talking
about 6 minutes
go.
Left, guys. 6 minutes.
All right, here's the thing about linebackers, okay?
Okay.
People, look, the Urban Meyer topic's a big one. It's kind of complicated.
It is kind of complicated.
Because there are a lot of different things you can do. So I would argue that the most common defense now in college football and the NFL is 4-2-5. Four defensive linemen, two linebackers, five defensive backs. Those five defensive backs can be two safeties and three corners, or three safeties and two corners. And which one of those two things you do is highly dependent on who you're playing against, how you're calling the defense, how you feel about your front against the run, and how good your third safety is versus your third corner. So there's a lot of factors there. Then you can do dime, which is four D linemen, one linebacker. So the first one I told you was nickel defense.
Right.
Then you can do dime, which is four D linemen, one linebacker, six DBs, which is always going to be at least three corners, and then sometimes three safeties, sometimes four corners, and again, dependent on a bunch of different factors. And when I told you nickel, three safeties, they call that big nickel, because you got a bigger guy in as the right. extra guy. I think more teams will do that so that they have the coverage element. Like, to me, Lamont Wade is ideal to be the fifth defensive back when they go big nickel, because he can play slot, he can play corner, but now he's been playing and training at safety, so he's got enough coverage, enough ability to come off the edge, but he's also got the tackling element and the physical. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a big part of that. Bob, you've been up there at practice a couple times. Right now, in their base 4-2-5, have you been able to see who the fifth DB is?
No, because it's like 10 minutes of practice, but I can tell you that it's going to be – they like Cam and Koa, I think, as the two linebackers to start. Manny Bone is not going to – I don't think he's going to play very much against Appalachian State for, you know, some off-field transgressions, but I do think you're going to see him.
And the fifth DB right now is Castro Fields probably?
So I think when they're definitely thinking pass, they're going to move John Reed to the slot and put Castro Fields outside with the big to match up with the big wideouts. And I think Wade fits when they think that they're not. It's they want an extra DB on the field, but they really want to cover their bases against the run, because even though Lamont Wade is short, he's not small. He's a really thick guy who likes the contact, and he's more of, I think, a run specialist. And whereas John Reed, depending on the alignment of the offense, works in the slot.
And I think, here's how I think it breaks down at linebacker, and correct me if I'm wrong. I think 4-2-5, the linebackers to start are Cam Brown and Koa, like Bob just said. I think the two guys that they rotate in in the 4-2-5 or in obvious passing downs will be Manny Bowen and will be Micah Parsons. Those are the two guys I envision them rotating in. Parsons, if they have like a specific blitz package probably right. for him. And Bowen, just to give Brown or Koa Farmer a breather in that set. In the base defense, which is a 4-3, it sounds like it's still Jan Johnson, which, by the way, is pretty remarkable as a walk-on again. That's a tough road to hoe. And I know talking with them a couple years ago, I don't think that they thought Jan would get here.
Right.
You know, I don't know that they thought his athleticism would enable him to get here. So I think it speaks to him. I think he also really benefited from Brandon Smith doing so well.
Yeah.
It was like, wait a minute, guys. We were late to the Brandon Smith party because he's a walk-on. And what did that do for us? It cost us some plays. And I don't know. I have a feeling, Bob, that in 4-3 base package, I wouldn't be surprised if it's two series for Jan Johnson, a series for Jesse Luceda, maybe. Would you think it's Brooks or do you think it's Jesse Luceda?
I think
I haven't heard a lot about Brooks lately.
Yeah, I think Brooks is probably the backup to in a 4-3, it's probably the backup to Jan. I'm not sure what the plan is for Jesse. I think ideally he's just a backup outside linebacker. And he's going to get some more experience. The other guy they keep mentioning, but I'm not ready to buy it. I don't know if there is a role at all for Jarvis Miller. Right, I feel like he's right. The seventh guy in the two deep that is only six.
His role is special teams.
Yeah.
If you are a guy that played safety and they move you up to linebacker, you then become an ideal special teams guy because you have the ability to really run and be athletic in space at safety, but you can come up at and hit people now and get off blocks a little bit better at linebacker. So that's how they'll rotate, I think, through the first three games or so. And then by Ohio State, they'll know which guys get all the snaps.
I think by the middle of the season, the back end, the linebackers and the safeties and the corners, any which way you want to mix and match them, is going to be the most athletic group that they've had since James Franklin's been there. It's just going to be a matter of Luceda and Parsons and Ellis Brooks and even Jan Johnson and also Manny Bowen getting back in the good graces. That's going to be a good back seven.
And I'll make one more point. I'm going to bring it all the way back to Urban Meyer that I forgot to make earlier.
Sure.
You know, given all of the positive things that came out of his tenure at Florida, the guy really deserves the benefit of the doubt. Wrong. I mean, are you kidding me?
Right.
He does not deserve the benefit of the doubt.
All right, that'll do it.
Segment.
That'll do it for Tucker's Tape. He gave you his take. Stick around. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Oakhurst Beverage, 4418 Oakhurst Boulevard in Harrisburg for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Kent State game. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.